Hello everyone, this is Luke. 안녕하세요, 여러분. 루크입니다. This is the lesson called pronouns they, 그들, 걔들, 그분들. And this audio recording is going to be short because these pronouns are actually not used that often in real Korean conversations. So I only do this for the sake of the completion. So I just do it because you would at least wanna listen to how they sound. Because without proper pronunciation, it's really hard to know how to read these. So it's only to help you to read them properly that I do this audio recording. But The only word that is used often is probably 게, 게 sound, because 게 is pretty quite common, more common than others. Okay, so I'm going to read them out. So 그들 or 그녀들 means they, 그들 그녀들, 걔들 걔네들. Used in spoken Korean more often than others. 그들, 그들, and 그녀들, 그녀들. 그들은, 그들은, 걔들은, 걔네들은, 걔네들은. 그들이, 그들이, 걔들이, 걔들이, 걔네들이, 걔네들이. 그들도, 그들도, 걔들도, 걔네들도. 그들을, 걔들을, 걔네들을, 그들의, 그들의, 걔들, 걔네들, their. 그들의 것, theirs, 걔들 거, 걔네들 거, theirs as well. So, 걔들 and 걔네들, both mean they, and you can use either of them. Yeah, it doesn't matter which you use, 걔들 or 걔네들. Now, the polite form of they, I put it down as 그분들, 그분들. However, I don't think it's used that often. It's probably used possibly in some dramas, but I don't know whether it's used that often, but I'm just gonna read them out anyway again, okay? 그분들, 그분들, 그분들은, 그분들은, 그분들이, 그분들이, 그분들도, 그분들도, 그분들의, 그분들을, 그분들을, 그분들의, there, 그분들. 그분들의 것, theirs. 그분들 거, theirs. Yeah, again, 그분들. You may hear them sometimes. Yeah, possibly. But again, as I said, and in many other lessons and some of the other recordings, it's more often that you just omit them completely if you know who you are talking about, and they know who you are talking about. And it's more common to use the proper names, or their status, or their titles in a company or society. And you'd probably noticed in many Korean dramas, they would say, 사장님, for example, 사장님, which means CEO or president of the company. But 사장님 can be used for anyone who owns any shop or business or any small business, even. It's really common. Okay, so that's the end of this audio recording, and hopefully you've learned something in regards to the pronouns used in the spoken Korean. Okay, thank you all for listening.